All right, I did that in the opposite order than I normally do, but everyone is muted now. Jessica, feel free to unmute yourself, and the recording has begun. So welcome, welcome everyone to September already, which is crazy. Last month, I celebrated our 8-year anniversary alone here in a bit of a frenzy. For anyone who happened to be here, thank you for that fluster of a call. That started way late and was very unorganized. You'll notice if you're here for your second call ever that that's kind of a trend. And we often are unorganized and just running like chickens with our heads cut off. But we have fun here and we try to make these calls as best we can for all of you. So thanks for being here. And you'll notice throughout this call, we're going to be taking feedback from many of you. After 8 years of doing this, we kind of thought it a good time to reevaluate again. But before we move any further, let me introduce myself. My name is Andy Marks, calling from Hoboken, New Jersey, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jessica. You there?
Hi, everyone.
There she is. In Denver, I assume?
Yes, Denver, Colorado. Okay. Nice and hot.
In Denver. I will be in Denver in a couple weeks, actually. This is news to you.
That is awesome.
But Jessica and I met a little over 8 years ago now in June of 2014 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my first and only time ever to Pittsburgh. I was there for my first LHON conference ever. Jessica was there for her first LHON conference ever. We had both been diagnosed with LHON in the few years prior. For me, it was less than a year. For Jessica, I think it was maybe a touch over a year, something like that. And we were both really diving headfirst into this community and just learning everything we could at that conference. And we quickly realized that one of the most powerful aspects of this community, even sometimes more powerful than the information we can share, is just the community aspect and how powerful it is to be in connection with people who you have this in common with. These calls aren't just for people who are affected, but for people who are affected, they're a unique opportunity to share this experience that when you are at home, you feel maybe just unique to you, but you realize that you deal with these things in a very similar way to lots of other people. So we realized that there, how powerful it was to connect and kind of build those friendships and relationships. And we thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we were able to extend that benefit throughout the year without having to fly to Pittsburgh every month. So 2 months later, we started these LHON conference calls. They've been through lots of different formats. Recently, we have been doing these calls where we come together once a month, Jessica and I, we talk about some topics from the LHON Live Facebook group, a few other things that may be happening that month. We update you on other calls that may be happening, and then we open it up to other discussion that folks here may be interested in. I will caveat all of that with the fact that neither Jessica nor I, nor anyone else on these calls is a medical expert, employment expert, legal expert. So if and when conversation gets to a point where we think there are better folks to answer your questions, we may steer you in that direction rather than trying to provide answers here. But in general, that's the point of these calls, and we hope they're valuable to you. Before I move on any further, Jessica, how are you? How's Denver?
Doing wonderful. Yeah, Denver's great. It is a heat wave. I think it's supposed to be 95 here today, which is makes for a very sad Aussie who doesn't get his 5-mile walk in after work. But I just started working remotely. So that's been a whole different world to kind of gain lots of at-home time, being able to take my meetings with my favorite coworker, my Aussie. So yeah, life so far so good. How about you?
I'm good. Does you just starting working remotely mean you just started your new gig?
Yes. Yeah, I started my new gig. I've been there for about 2.5 months, which is, time flies when you're having fun. I think I blinked and it's been 2.5 months, which is crazy.
That's wild. That is crazy to me. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I feel like I'm traveling all the time as well. I have been here some lately, which has been really nice. But until August, really, I was out and about from like March to July and August, and now it's been nice to kind of be here and enjoy as things cool down a little bit. It hasn't been 90 here for a while, which is nice, but I'm just hoping it stays like this and doesn't get too much colder, but it inevitably will. I was excited to just see that the hurricane season hasn't been bad yet. Fingers crossed that it remains that way. We're just having our first hurricane. Like the whole East Coast, the Atlantic Ocean is having its first hurricane coming soon. But this is a little late for that, which is nice. In general, life is good though.
It's awesome.
Happy to be enjoying things. With that, let's go ahead and get into a few things here. So Jessica and I typically come together before these calls and talk about a few topics that we want to bring to these groups. I will confess and tell everyone that my computer stopped turning on about an hour ago. So we did a little less prep than we normally would. I have a couple things that came up in the Facebook group recently. But one thing we really want to do as we just passed our 8th year anniversary is to use this call to understand how it can be more beneficial to all of you. Given the current format, we want to kind of ask for some assistance. We're not asking for anyone to host these calls, but we are hoping that we can start isolating some topics together as a group more effectively so these calls can be catered to what you want them to be. If you go to these calls a lot, you're aware that typically Jessica and I come together with topics, and we have a couple of those here tonight, but we oftentimes are just choosing those on our own. Someone listening out there actually texted both of us earlier this month to give us an update for one topic, and we'll certainly make sure we cover that. But we really want to encourage that type of behavior more to just make sure these calls are what you want them to be. And want to kind of use this call to gather additional feedback on how they can be more useful to all of you without just hearing me do the same spiel every month. Are there other things we should be doing? Are these calls now too frequent given the fact that we have all of our other calls? Do you wish they were a different time, a different day, anything like that? We kind of want to take the opportunity to gather feedback. And I know Lissa's probably surprised I'm asking all these questions, but we just wanted to be able to source some information here. I obviously could create a survey and those types of things, but we thought no better way to kind of get that feedback than open it up here. So be thinking about that, because the two topics that I actually saw in the Facebook group this month that made sense to bring here are topics we've talked about before. So I really, as we continue to see the same topics, continue to talk about the same things, I want to know, is that useful to you all? The two topics, Jessica, that I saw in my quick scan before the call, someone was asking about crockpots recently and any crockpots that are especially accessible. And someone else was asking about sources for audiobooks. I could give great thoughtful answers to both of those questions about how many people here often try to use Bluetooth enabled crockpots or instant pots that you can kind of manipulate from your phone using VoiceOver or something like that. Or others prefer a very manual crock pot that only has maybe three settings of a off, warm, and on kind of setting. So you can memorize those three things and it's pretty easy to do. From an audiobook perspective, there are great sources through libraries like Libby or Overdrive. If you want to support your local booksellers, you can use an app called Libro.fm. If you want just to optimize for the largest catalog of audiobooks and or a pretty seamless audiobook experience, I, in a biased way, should say that I think Audible is a great source for that. I actually work for Audible, but there are other sources that I mentioned there as well, depending on where you are. Many people would mention Bard and Victor Reader Streams and other things that may help you access books through your library or through your, rather I should say, disability departments or services in your state or country, wherever you happen to live. So I wanted to go through both those topics pretty quickly to answer the questions and give you all a taste of what we normally would do here, but also remind everyone that these are topics we've covered before, so I don't want to spend too much of the time on them. Jessica, is there anything you'd like to add to either of those topics? Before we start talking about ways that we could maybe ship the call, if that's helpful.
We covered the Bluetooth with the crockpots and things like that. I think I talk about this all the time, and I think I use it a 2 to 3 times a week as just my talking thermometer. And that honestly saves me and prevents everybody else from getting sick, which is a bonus. And that's been really helpful with cooking and things like that. That's probably the one tool in my kitchen that I use the most. No matter what format I'm cooking in, I'm constantly just checking the temperature of the meat, just kind of make sure I'm still on point. But yeah, you totally covered it with books and things like that. And so I think that's great.
Cool. And so obviously if anyone has more feedback on either of those topics, once we open, can you hear me, Jessica?
I can hear you.
Okay. If anyone has other feedback on either of those topics, feel free to chime in once we open up the call. For now, it's being recorded and everyone's on mute. But also wanted to kind of just talk to you, Jessica, on how you think we can improve this cause. If you have any thoughts on any of that. Again, I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, other than we may talk about ways to kind of improve the cause, given the fact that we just had an anniversary and are about to get to our 100th call in just a few months. We thought it a good time to look back and evaluate the way we've been hosting these calls. We historically have changed them a number of times. We went through a period where we rotating hosts and guest speakers with very specific topics. Within a year to 2 years, we had kind of made it through most topics. So we just started speaking to guest speakers without any specific topic. And then after that, we eventually got to a point where we just brought the topics from the group every month. And that's what we do now. I don't know. I'm not encouraging us changing the format, but do you have any thoughts on things that you like, don't like, would continue doing, or would switch as soon as possible?
Gosh, that's such a great question. Oftentimes I think it would be great to have maybe like guest speakers come in and just kind of be able to chat with us through different things. I was actually on a call last night and it was just the call that I was on last night was called the Blind Leaders Program. And it's actually a mentor program through the American Foundation for the Blind. And I was on it. I was on the call supporting one of the guys that helped me find my last job. And I talk about it pretty often through Blind Institute of Technology. He helps more or less blind people find jobs and kind of help bridge that gap between unemployment and really kind of having those conversations with employers. And I was on that call to be able to, I can hear you. I was on that call to be able to just kind of help support and kind of be able to share my story of employment. So I think kind of maybe getting some of those like broad topics and then having a guest would be super fun, but that would probably be like a once a month sort of thing, in a sense of kind of having a guest. I think it's super hard for us to coordinate to have a guest every week or every month. I would say it wouldn't be every month. I would say it'd be like every quarter. I think it'd be tricky to find a guest speaker for every month. So we could kind of have a different cadence. Like the first month of every quarter is a guest speaker. The second one of every month is a networking call. And the third one of every month is a call like we normally do, where me and you kind of chat in the beginning and then open it up again. So we could change it up like that. We would just have to remember what the format is that we said for each month, and that sort of thing. But yeah, kind of just brainstorming.
Yeah. And I don't want to belabor the point here. I just wanted to give folks an opportunity. For any new folks calling, I did want to give you a taste of how we kind of tend to talk about topics and bring in different areas. There are a few things that I mentioned, that ways we've done these calls in the past, but I do think one of the things that would be most beneficial to us, and again, I'm not asking anyone here to be a guest speaker, because in the past we haven't seen people be overly excited to do that. And we really aren't asking anyone to host beyond the two of us. But one thing that is always very helpful for us is knowing what's being brought up in the groups every month in a way that we're bringing up topics that, people care about. So if we decide to move forward with a similar cadence to these calls where we're talking about topics, one thing I would kind of challenge everyone on this call to do, and I want to challenge others who I know are very active in the Facebook group, is to tag Jessica or me in any comment thread that you think is an interesting topic being brought to the group any month. That could make us sourcing topics and knowing that they're interesting to folks a little more doable. It ensures that it's not me just thinking that, hey, this is interesting. We may still continue to do that. A couple months ago, I think something about James Webb Space Telescope to this group that wasn't ever mentioned in the group even. And I will continue to do things like that. But I think if there's anything we can do to just verify that certain topics we bring are interesting to you all, that would be helpful. And so the biggest ask here is to continue doing what you're doing in the Facebook group, but maybe even commenting just a tag of our names in a comment thread where you think something's interesting. That's a big request from us. I know we typically go and plug our email address and I tell you to email us at LHON Live or text me or Jessica, but I really want to make this easy. And so we're going to start doing that. You also may see in the Facebook group where I post leading up to the calls, my own posts to ask about topics. And I encourage you all to be active in places like that so we can make these calls useful to you all. We bring in lots of topics each month and I just want to ensure that they're as beneficial to you all as possible. I won't belabor that point anymore, but that's one of the big topics we wanted to talk about this month. One of the last things we'll do, Jessica, before we open up the calls to everyone, is the text we got earlier this month about Ira. I don't have all the details here, but I don't like to call people out in case they want to be anonymous. But if you'd like to make yourself known, you can do that once we open up the call. Special texter. But someone reached out to both Jessica and myself to inform us that prices or membership fees for Ira are actually going to increase in January. But anyone who signs up by a certain date, and we can look up details for this, I don't have it on me right now, but by a certain date will be grandfathered into the current prices and those prices will be held steady for them. So want everyone to be aware of that. For anyone who is not aware of what Ira is, it is a service, a membership service where you pay a subscription fee. And for the price of that fee, you have access to what they call Ira agents. Ira is spelled A-I-R-A. So that's artificial intelligence. Nope. Something, something remote access. I don't know what the first two things are, but it's something, something remote access. I do remember that. And basically you have the ability to use the camera within your phone at any point in time to call an Ira agent through the app and they can help you with any task you're interested in doing. They can help you read a book. They can help you organize your socks. They can help you make your way through an airport. There are places called Ira access areas where Ira is free. Many airports qualify, some retail locations qualify, but for the membership fee, you can use it anywhere you want, in your own home, walking around the street. And I don't have the current prices for those, but in essence, wanted to let everyone know, and in case anyone's interested in trying Ira, now is a good time to do it before the prices increase. Just to let you all know, that's something to be mindful of. Jessica, is there anything you want to add there? Otherwise, I'm going to give you your time to talk calls.
Yeah. What I was going to say about Iros, one of the coolest things and stories I can share of what I've heard about it recently is that I had a friend that was also visually impaired, and he always kind of asked for help, and just whether he was with his wife or he was with a friend, and often never really traveled alone. And so until recently, obviously travel is opening up, and travel's actually kind of crazy these days. With travel kind of opening up and him getting back into it with business travel, he kind of was forced to go into this place of having to like ask for help. But when he asked for help, it just took a really long time. And so he was just like, what are my other options? And this is like a thought process in his head. So he used Ira, and he called me when he landed, and it was the coolest phone call because there is nothing more freeing to him than being able to use Ira. And at one point, so he, on the way there, I thought it was like the coolest thing. So he obviously used it once he landed and kept to keep going off the plane. And so the Ira agent was like, sir, have you landed yet? Because you're not really supposed to call me before you land. But they were just like just in the plane, like just landed. But he wanted to have her like on cue, ready to go so they could keep going. And it was just really cool. Like, so I guess I shout out to everybody. Like when you're looking for some independence, and LHON is definitely it's a tough curve. You know, there's so much for us to kind of reteach ourselves and so much for us to learn and be able to get back on that. And so you're looking for some sided support when maybe your family's out of town or not home, or maybe you live alone or anything like that. This is a really good resource. And so it's pretty cool to hear that, but that was my story.
And you bring up a good point. It doesn't have to be an always kind of thing. I think a lot of people have found support in Ira. I used Ira for a few months at one point in time when I was trying it out. I think Jessica, you probably have, others have here too. It works for some folks. It doesn't work for some folks. But it just like lots of the assistive technology that we talk about on these calls, it's maybe worth checking out depending on what you're looking for in life. So we like to make everyone aware of the options out there.
Hey guys, it's Megan.
Hey Megan, hey, how are you?
Hey. So I just wanted to point out with Ira. yes, exactly. It's a little bit different than some of the other apps out there because it is pretty secure. So they delete any of the videos that are, you know, occurring during any of these interactions. So I've used them for banking and all of those other things, you know, something as little as reading the pasta cook time to, you know, helping me grab some of my pay slips. So some of the other services don't delete videos. So just something, you know, a side note there.
Yeah, I think several people would be inclined to compare Ira to something like Be My Eyes, where they're similar in the sense that you are accessing another individual who is willing to help you through your camera. The main difference there's two main differences. One, you called out there, Megan, as this is a secure company. I'm not going to say they are insured or anything like that, but they do have agents who are vetted, and it is a more secure space. They're also much more, and I don't mean more, because they just are trained, and they are fantastic at dealing with people who have any degree of vision, helping you as best they can. And frankly, I would say as best as someone could. They tend to be very good at giving directions, whether it's mobility or helping you get around a computer or whatever it is you need to do. That is one of the most impressive things. And they will look things up on the computer. I remember my probably coolest Ira experience I ever had was when I was bowling. And this is back when Ira provided glasses. And so I was wearing their Ira glasses, and I like bowled a couple games with people that I went out with. And the Ira agent I was on the phone with basically brought up her little chart that would kind of number the pins. So I have in my head like what numbers correspond to which bowling pins. And then every frame, she would tell me which pins were still up. And we went like that, like a team. And no one there had to tell me what pins were still up, which is what would normally happen. And it was just a fun experience. So they have the ability to kind of look up things like that on their computer as they help you. So
And they do have screen sharing too. So if you do want to share your computer screen, you could be on the phone with someone and they can say, hey, let me get into your computer. You know, if you need me to do this task for you, if it's a really difficult website to check out on, if you're shopping online, or if you know, it's a really difficult banking website, which usually isn't the case, but you know, so they can do that as well, which is really crazy. Cause if it's something, you know, you're just exhausted at the end of the day and you need to get something done, that's been super helpful too. So that's right. Another capability of them.
That's awesome. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Before we open up the call to others, Jessica, would you like to give a quick plug to all of the other calls that happen? As I mentioned earlier on the call, we want to make sure this call, LHON Live, the first LHON call that we ever began back in 2014, we want to make sure this call remains useful to all of you in the midst of all of our other very niche regional and topic specific calls continue to thrive. So several of those are continuing to go on in the way they have very successfully for over a year now, but we've also started some new ones recently. So Jessica, you want to give a quick plug and a summary of those that we have going on?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, definitely quick plug. There are some new calls popping up, and that happened actually last month. One of them is in the Carolinas. So that is, that's actually going to be where conference will be for next June. So definitely if you're in that area, please jump in and join. We'd love to have you, but there are a couple new calls like that popping up for new regionals. But we'll kind of keep focus on things that are happening this month. There is a ton of calls this month. So hope you can find another home for another LHON call because it is awesome. So first one up is the Florida, Georgia, Alabama community call. I instantly want to go into a country song. I can't help it. That call is on Thursday, June 2nd. Wait. June 2nd. What in the world?
Pull up the wrong email, Jess.
I totally did. Hold on.
You want me to help you? Because we've actually renamed that one and expanded it to be the full Southeast. That's kind of the first big news.
That's so, yes.
So between June and September, Jessica Knight, who is on the call and hosts that call, she started with Georgia, as you know, added Florida and Alabama last month, which is why you saw it in the June email that way. And then when you pull up the September email, it says Southeast. And so we did have
tomorrow, right?
It's tomorrow, September 8th. And Jessica, if you have the right email up, you can carry on or I can continue if you want until you get to it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So tomorrow is the Southeast. September 12th is Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. September 13th.
Next Monday.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Next Tuesday, the 13th is New England. Thursday, the 15th is New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. The next week on Monday, the 19th is the Midwest. The next day, Tuesday, the 20th is California and all the states east of it to Texas. So we're calling that the Southwest. The next day, Wednesday, the 21st, is moms of kids of all ages who are affected. And then on Saturday, September 24th, it is LHON Plus, where we talk about non-vision symptoms. And that's it for the month of September.
Yes, so that's a boatload of calls to remind everyone. Lissa sent an email. When was this email sent? Very recently, Sunday.
Yeah.
That would have come from LHON.org that lists all of those calls. As a reminder, they occur at slightly different times, but they all use the same phone number. Phone number and or Zoom link. So, and Lissa, correct me if that's no longer the case, but I think that's still the case.
Correct. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So if you found your way here, you can find your way there. That sounds like a strange slogan for this call. But please show interest in those calls. And as always, as we look for topics to bring here, if there are things that you hear in your regional calls or in your topic-specific calls that you think would be really valuable to an audience like what we have here, there's no reason to hold those secrets to yourself. If people out in the Southwest know something really fun, those of us here in the Northeast want to hear about it. So feel free to reach out to, post it in the group, tag Jessica, tag myself, and we'll make sure they come here. Or just tell us that you want some time on the call, and we can give you that as well. Jessica, is there anything else you want to do before I remind everyone when our next call is and get ready to open things up?
Nope, I'm ready.
All right. Well, you said that a little. Go ahead, Jess.
No, it's Lissa. One real quick thing. If you said it at the top of the call, Andy, I didn't catch it. I just want to make sure because there are a couple of new folks on tonight. And if you didn't cover it, one thing it's important to make sure everyone knows is that while we're recording this part at the top of the hour, about then, Andy will turn off the recording. And a lot of times, especially new people might be, prefer to chat, reach out to the crowd and get information in here, but they might not want it to be recorded. So just know that you can either ask while we're recording, bring up topics. You can also do it after he turns off the recording. And if you said that before, Andy, I apologize, but I just wanted to make sure that got covered. Thanks for letting me do that.
Of course. Yeah, no, I mean, and I'll echo what you said there. I mean, I often forget what part of my spiel I say because I don't refer to notes for that part of the call. But a few things I probably didn't say now that I'm realizing it. We host these calls every month. We do this every month historically. We do it the exact same time, exact same day, always the first Wednesday of the month, always at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific here in the U.S. We have callers come from all across the U.S. Oftentimes, we have callers in Canada. Last month, Richie from Australia joined. So we really welcome anyone on these calls who is interested in being on them, whether you are affected yourself, a friend or family member, a carrier, somehow just interested in this community. You're allowed to be on these calls and we welcome you. They're always the first Monday, which happens to be the 7th here in September, but next month it will be the 5th of October. Say that again, Lisa.
You said the first Monday. You meant the first Wednesday?
Right? Yes, I did. Yes, it's always the first Wednesday.
Thank you.
My apology. But first Wednesday of every month, just like today, which is a Wednesday, I promise you. I'm a little out of funk given the holiday that was Monday. But it's the first Wednesday of every month, just like today. So next month, it will be October 5th. And as I said early on, we are approaching our 100th call ever. I believe 96 was last time. This is our 97th. We have three more calls before we reach 100. We would be doing something fun for that celebration. I'm continuing to say that to myself, at least. And we'll come up with something fun to discuss that call, if nothing else. But with that, as Lisa said, we will get ready to turn the recording, to unmute the call or ask you all to unmute and provide any feedback or questions, comments on the topics we talked about this evening. And if you want to save any comments or questions you have for when the recording is turned off, because this portion of the call will be posted online later this week. If you want to save your questions for after the recording is turned off, we will try to do that before the top of the hour, which is always what we try and do. With that though, I will ask you all to unmute. I will send a notification to all your phones that says request unmute, but I can't unmute you all on my own anymore, but you may see the notifications come to your computers right now. I will remind you all, in case you're interested, because we've gotten this request before, things we talked about this evening include audiobooks, crockpots, the nature of these calls and how we can make them more efficient for you, Ira, as well as all of the regional and hot topic calls that we have every month. So at this point in time, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, we are all ears.
Hey, it's Jared from Fort Worth.
Hey, Jared.
Hey,
Jared.
Hey, what time is the Monday meeting this coming Monday for the Texas-Oklahoma?
Jared, it's 4 for me in California. So in Texas, I think that's
6.
6. Mm-hmm, yep. The usual time. Okay. It hasn't changed from when you've called there before. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I actually had a question too about. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Jared.
No, we can hear you. Go for it.
I had a question. We've talked about it before, but I know a few of y'all have been snow skiing, and I'm going in December with the family. And what do I need to ask, or who do I go talk to? I know there's some places that have some instructors that kind of can help you out, things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll take this one, and then Megan will. I may lean on you as well because I know you and I have been to different resorts, but. Can I ask you where you're going, Jared? Do you know?
I'm not sure I'm going to say it right, but it's called Ski Cooper in Leadenville. Yeah, I probably butchered that.
Okay. That's okay.
It's close to Granby.
Okay, cool. So first and foremost, congrats. I'm glad you're going. I hope you have a lot of fun. And that's the first thing I'm focused on there. Second, I would say that in most cases, it is better to kind of do as much research as you can prior to, or have others in your family or in your group that are going with you have that. Because in some cases, you need to reserve those lessons and or guides earlier rather than later. So you're asking at the right time. You're well ahead of schedule at this point in time. But you can probably reach out to the resort or the ski school there at Ski Cooper. And they may be able to let you know what services are available there. I've been to Beaver Creek. I was at Park City last year. Both of those have very organized ski schools that offer adaptive ski programs, where basically I would have at least one or sometimes multiple guides and or coaches or teachers skiing with me. My most recent experience, we actually used headsets, which is my preferred way of skiing with a guide, where I'm communicating with that guide the whole time. They're either skiing in front of or behind me, whether I want to be following them or have them able to kind of watch me and provide feedback in that way. Some people ski differently depending on how their vision is. They may want to ski right behind a guide where they are turning exactly in their lane. Others may want to ski holding onto a pole with their guide right next to them. And I encourage you to start slow and work up to whatever you're interested in there. But I think the first step is to kind of reach out to that ski school, see if there's anything they can provide. Sometimes those guides are provided free of charge. Other times there are some charges, but you can also get scholarships for lots of those things as well. One thing I'd recommend if you are up for it is wearing a bib like they will probably have for you or provide for you that kind of identifies you as a blind skier or a low vision skier.
Definitely.
Just to help with your own safety if you're comfortable with that. I know some are more or less comfortable with that, but I certainly encourage it if you can. It's going to encourage a lot of people to be very respectful of you on the mountain where they are not always respectful of you otherwise. And that's something I would encourage you to do if you're up for it. Any other advice, Megan?
Have you skied before?
Yeah, I actually, I learned when I was like 5, my dad taught me. And so we used to go a lot, but you know, my diagnosis was just 2 years ago in December. So I haven't obviously been since I've lost my vision. So.
Well, I mean, great timing actually, because, you know, you have your feet under you, I think. But I would say totally get a guide or an instructor, no matter what. You know, even if they have a program or not, and then totally be just vocal with them and say, hey, you know, losing my vision, you know, or whatever terminology you want to use, and either bring someone with you that you know is a good skier that is you're confident, or go alone. You know, it's just, you know, be as comfortable as you can be in that moment, and you are going to have the time of your life.
Awesome.
Hey, Jared, it's Lissa. I'm looking online to see what they have at that particular location. On the one hand, they redirect you. They sort of say, if you're looking for an adaptive program, and then they name 4 other places.
Go somewhere else. Them.
Yeah, basically. They say go to Breckenridge, Crested Butte, Winter Park, or Steamboat. But then okay. they go on to say, and if someone has, you know, special needs and they include, you know, physical disabilities, which would include blindness, then they encourage you to book a private lesson. So you might want to, and they give a phone number to call to talk about it. So you might call them and just see what they suggest.
And I know that, Lissa, I know that people from Steamboat, the instructors there that are in the adaptive school, go to different mountains as well. So that could be a possibility.
Yeah. So if you call at that number on the link that I can send you, Jared, and you can call them and talk to them and figure out, like she said, maybe someone comes over. And you can also, you can also just like figure it out. You can also ask the person if you ski behind someone, you know, you can ask them to wear, like, don't wear a white ski suit that's going to blend in with the snow. Like if you see blue vest or orange vest, you know, if they can wear a vest or something that makes it easier for you to follow, that can be done. Some people use like earphones in their helmets. So yeah, there's a bunch of different approaches.
And it's definitely good to be with somebody that has definitely been trained because they know the right terminology. They're going to say like, okay, we're getting to a flat spot. Okay, we're going to do a drop right now. Like, okay, it's a little icy here, you know, so it's better to have somebody that knows how to be vocal, I think, too, whether it be in a headset or just out loud.
And your guides can wear them. There's bibs for guides too, if they want to wear them. So like my son wouldn't wear the one that said blind skier, but I wore the one that said guide. And then it was like, that was weird. Like what, you know, what's she doing with that without a, you know, blind person with her, but that's, you know, whatever. So my husband would go in front, Jeremy would go behind him, and then I'd go behind, and I just sort of was like, don't anyone mess with my kid, you know, until he got comfortable, and then it didn't matter. And then he was just following, didn't need me. And then another thing to check is sometimes I would get my pass free because I would present myself as his guide. So sometimes your guide gets a free pass.
Oh, good point, Lisa. Definitely.
New call. Yeah.
But good luck and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Thanks. Will do.
It's all about fun too. If you're not having fun, don't do it.
If you're not having fun, go find something else fun to do in the mountain. They have great food. Any other thoughts, comments from the group this evening? Reminder, the call is still being recorded, but want to capture as much as we can.
I have a question after the recording's over, Andy.
Okay, I'll make sure to give you plenty of time. Well, I do want to kind of remind everyone, we talked about tripods and audiobooks, and we gave some good feedback there, but specifically on the topic of ways we could improve these calls, and maybe no one wants to chime in while it's being recorded. I hope that's the case, and you all have feedback otherwise, but are there ways we can make these calls more efficient for you, make sure they're focused on topics you care about? Would it be better if we posted to the group and kind of crowdsource things there, or would it be better if we kind of encourage folks to kind of tag us and stuff? Are there preferences out there that we could bring to these groups, or well, should we ask Wayne. Every month the month before? Go ahead, Wayne. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
Always enjoyed all the calls throughout the years, but for quite a period of time, I don't know how long, we used to have guest speakers that were affected LHONers, and whether they were affected, you know, a year or 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I've been affected, of course, over 40, but I still enjoyed because I could relate to hearing somebody that's just newly affected or, you know, had it for 20 years. And I always enjoyed that. And I'm not saying do it every month, but like, you know, every quarterly or something like that, have a guest speaker that's newly affected or been affected.
Yeah, no, Wayne, I appreciate that. We love to hear what people care about. So thank you. All right, I'm not going to pull anyone's teeth, but thank you for the feedback.
Paul Hull has his hand raised. I don't know if, Paul, you're doing that intentionally, or if that's just you hit a button by mistake, but I wanted to mention that.
If you raise your hand on purpose, Paul, feel free to unmute, and I'm happy to hear your thoughts.
We'll go with operator error.
Okay, that's fine. No worries. And this is not your last chance to give feedback on the calls. I may make a post to the group to kind of gather some feedback from folks who maybe on this call may have been on calls in the past. We just wanted to reevaluate the way calls have been done and see if there's a way to improve them yet again, or go back to something people appreciated, or move them forward in a new way. Was that someone adding?
Hey, Andy.
Yes, we can hear you.
So I know we have like topics usually on every call, but I think it'd be kind of neat to every week or every call, once a month, I guess, kind of discuss things that help at home or just kind of get you through the day, little tips and tricks type things.
Yeah, no, I love that. There was a point where we tried to bring in like, hey, like a life hack type thing really fun short story about how, I don't know, being blind made life different each month. That didn't last for a very long period of time, I'll be honest. But we'd love to institute a new kind of series like that, whether it's blind related or not. I don't care. I'm happy to bring a dad joke every time, and people like that, it doesn't bother me. So I love the idea of bringing in maybe something that makes life better, if that's the way you want to characterize it.
Yeah.
At home specifically, or whatever it may be. Yeah. Thank you for that, Jared. Not going to pull anyone's teeth any longer, but as always, you can give it. Go ahead. Who's that?
This is Martina.
Hey, Martina. We can hear you.
Hey, this is ridiculous. I mean, I've been blind 7 years, and I finally got hooked up with Script Talk today because, like, I can't read what my prescriptions are or anything. And, oops, sorry. I can't read what the prescriptions are, prescription number or anything. And so finally, my Aetna, Medicare, Walgreens, RX, whatever, they're like, oh, yeah, we have that. We'll send you a reader. It's like, oh, that'd be really nice. And you can download the app on your phone. I don't know if anybody else has a problem with prescriptions, but I do. I'm on 4 different eye drops. Obviously, LHON is the cause of my blindness. But so is everybody familiar with Script Talk?
I'm not. But it sounds like it's okay. An app that can be downloaded from your phone to read prescriptions. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, they have to put a special tag on your prescriptions. So it reads a little barcode, and then it gives you the directions and the name of it and your prescription number and everything. I just talked to them today. And they also send out a reader. So if you, you know, want that reader machine, or you can use the app.
Oh, wonderful. So, and so in order to set this up, Martina, you would contact the pharmacy, you would contact your healthcare.
No, I don't know. I was on the phone forever with my pharmacy and Walgreens RX or whatever. And finally somebody found it. So you can Google Talk, I think. My mom is visiting, she could read you the 800 number. But you can just Google Script Talk. And then they asked me who are my prescriptions through, and they said, no problem. And so they'll send you a machine and the app. And then they just put a special little tag on your prescriptions. It's like, really, I've been dealing with this for 7 years. I live alone 7 months a year, and I can't, you know. So I just wanted to pass that on. It sounds very
useful. Feedback is super. And, yeah, it certainly is.
And it's free. It's free. We like free.
Wonderful. We love free, we love unlimited. Those words are big.
If anyone wants the phone number, I've got it for you here. It's at 1-800-890-1180.
I was certain you were going to say 1-800 and then some fun word.
Nope. If there is one, they don't have it. I'll repeat it just real quick. 1-800-890-1180. It says to get started, you call Envision America. So I guess the program goes through them. Does that sound right?
Right.
Thanks, Martina.
That sounds right. Yep. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Martina.
Hey, so Lisa.
Any other?
Yeah, Jared.
Lisa.
Yep.
Did you say you called that number to do that prescription thing, or?
No, I did today. This is Martina. I called today and they're contacting my pharmacy, and of course they participate. They just, you know, they're sending the machine. They have to just contact my mail order pharmacy, and Safeway participate, you know, most pharmacies do. And so they just attach a separate label. They said that will, you know, you can put under the reader or with the app, whichever one you want. They'll send out a free machine and you can download the app. I don't have it yet. I just talked to them today.
Now, I guess that's covered by most insurance. It's covered by most
insurance. Oh, no, they said it's free. It's free through the government. That's what this lady I talked to today. No, it's not even,
It's not through insurance. It's free. It's just free.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's all I have to ask.
We love tips.
I've been blind 7 years and I didn't know about this. So there you go.
Well, that's less long than many
isn't
of
that
us
the beauty of y'all didn't know about it either. Yeah.
We are approaching the top of the hour though. So I like to be able to open up the call close to that time. But are there any other comments, questions, feedback that folks would like to provide before I turn off the recording?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Okay. I called back in because I was muted. I hit star 6 to get off mute and it wouldn't let me off mute for some reason. And that's why I hit star 9 accidentally trying to hit star 6, but it just wouldn't let me off mute. But anyway, as far as IRA, I just want to make sure everybody knows also there's many discounts available to IRA. Like if you pay full price for it, I wouldn't be able to afford it, but I was able to get a discount through being in the military. But I think National Federation for the Blind has a discount. And Andy, you mentioned something about Google Glasses. They actually, you know, stopped Google Glasses, and but they have the Envision Glasses now, which I'm not sure how much it costs for the Envision Glasses or if they do anybody any good. Except for I think it's got like built-in stuff like the Oracam has built into the Envision Glasses. I'm not sure what everything it offers. And the other thing I wanted to tell everybody is I know people were looking for the Crock-Pot. You mentioned that earlier. There's one app that's really kind of it's an app that you can download for an iPhone anyway. It's called Blind Abilities. It's basically a podcast app where this guy, I think it's part of the Minnesota program somehow out there, but they have usually podcasts come out like several times a month. And usually like once a month, they have a podcast. Sometimes it lasts for, you know, like an hour, 2 hours or something like that. It's done by chapters, so you can skip things you're not interested in. But it's very interesting. And they also have products that come out that are blindness related. And they give like a presentation about the product. So I think it's kind of handy to have. It's free. And like I say, there's an app for it as well. So that's called Blind the Building.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
The speaker is Jeff Thompson usually. And they usually have like two or three speakers. Oh my God, it's so interesting. It's not like a boring thing. They play sound effects and different things. It just makes it grab you a little bit. But then I found out about different things, you know, like the Casori oven, and they had what it does and how easy it is and everything else. And it's just like almost like reviews, but it's got a lot of different blindness features. So
that's wonderful. All. Love that.
Paul and Andy, I'm pulling up information about the IRA and Envision Glasses partnership that Paul mentioned, and it's saying that how much do Envision Glasses cost? $2,499 US from now till October 31 of 2022. If you are what IRA calls one of their members, they call you an explorer. If you have a relationship with them, they can get it through IRA to get a 10% discount off of that.
Take it down to $2,250. Yeah. No, that's wonderful. And as I mentioned, and what I was saying earlier, Paul, IRA, when it initially launched, they actually included glasses as part of their membership.
Exactly.
That was discontinued at some point in time, but yes.
Exactly. And actually, it's weird because with the Veterans Administration, they used to provide the glasses because they didn't charge as a subscription service. But now the subscription service, they won't cover the cost of the subscription anymore. But it's only $30 a month for veterans, but it's like weird. They have different, if you pay full price for this plan, it's really expensive. I think National Federation of the Blind's got a discount program. If you join National Federation of the Blind, then you get IRA for a real big discount. And it is true where they're going to raise the rates if you are not a member by the end of the year, which I can understand. But it's kind of like if you get locked into a rate, you want to get locked into a rate that's low to start with. So
I think it's this month. Right. I don't think it's by the end of the year.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't quote me then.
Well, with that, we will I will remind everyone who's listening to the recording that the call is always the first Wednesday of every month. Excuse my snafu earlier. First Wednesday of every month, which next month will be October 5th, 10-5, always the same time. So that's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific here in the U.S. And we encourage you to call back. We will be doing everything we can to optimize these calls for the future. With that, I will turn off the recording. And for anyone who's still here, please hang around and we'd love to continue the conversation.
Thanks, Alan. Just a reminder for anyone that's a new caller, this is the perfect time to bring up any questions of tips and tricks or anything weird, or do you know what this